The Max Pro MRAP is as big as a semi-truck and it looks like a tank. It can survive a hit from a bomb, run on flat tires, and if it catches fire, it can put that fire out. The gun turret on top towers over the curious people that it attracts, like Angela Phillips.
It's big and scary.
It's big, yeah.
And why do we need it? That's my question.
That's the scary part, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we've had a lot of questions about it and stuff.
The police department's Jake Herminghaus answers those questions by saying that before this, the department had no way to approach threats and rescue victims. Now it does.
Oh, we were excited, of course, because we didn't have anything to protect our officers or our fire department, anything like in any real critical incident situation.
The $600,000 vehicle only has 10,000 miles on it, and it was free through a military grant. Herminghaus says people also wonder if it's expensive to maintain.
It comes from the government. We can get tires. We can get everything down to switches and knobs.
He says with the war in Afghanistan winding down, vehicles like this one would be mothballed. But this way, they can be put to civilian use, and the military can call them back into service if needed.
Can we take pictures of your cool truck?
Sure.
Kai Plaskon, Capital Public Radio News.